It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
Welcome to another episode of the 49ers Rush Podcast. I'm your host, as always, John Chapman, and I'm excited because we have been working on this for a while behind the scenes, and this is a great idea brought to us by a listener, actually. And what we're going to start doing is every now and then after we put out a whole bunch of content, we're going to jump in and do a Best of Rush podcast. And what this is going to be is my top 10 favorite moments from the last several podcasts that we've had, and we're going to count them down. You're going to hear my wife introduce each clip, which is awesome. She supports the podcast, and she is a very vital member to this team, of which this podcast would have never gotten started without her. So thank you to my lovely wife, Jennifer. But here we go. Enjoy the episode today as we jump back through a lot of the best moments that have happened with the 49ers Rush podcast recently.
Number 10.
Nice catch again going across the middle. One broken tackle, two broken tackles, three broken tackles. Golly. When a player's highlights match their game film, you're very, very excited. Ooh, his eyes got off the ball a little bit there. He let it get into his body a little bit. We bragged on his hands earlier, but you like how he extended. Michael Irvin would say this is a good catch. Body catcher, he teaches body catching. Personally, I don't. You don't like how his eyes are off of where he's going, but he secures the catch. And, I mean, one, you're going to shove this guy. He uses his hands so well, but that contact balance, these are SEC defenders, just bouncing off his waist like nothing. That's a linebacker. That's a linebacker. He just threw down, and of course he doesn't go down at the end. This is a really, really nice route here. I really wish we had a better angle here, but I think we'll see it from the other side. Look at the catch, securing it with both hands, knowing he's about to get destroyed. Oh, man. Holds on to the ball, though. But this play, and I think this is important, because this is where you can see some of the upside. Okay, he's a slot guy, so he doesn't usually go against press coverage. But watch the route before he cuts out of frame. I wish I had the coach's tape on this. I don't know where it is. The scout I get my stuff from, it doesn't have it. But you see the stem to get to where he wants to go. So he's going to press inside, and once the corner adjusts right there, then he gets it. Then he gets it right back outside. Awesome move. So again, watch here. This is man-to-man. This guy doesn't even exist. It's Juwan Jennings on this safety. Watch whenever he steps in. Watch Juwan Jennings make his breakout. Boom, there it is. You know, post him. Just nice double move. Makes the catch. Gets his feet in bounds. Takes a huge hit. Gets up. Celebrates with his teammates. Gosh, nice catch. I mean, how many times can we watch?
Number 9.
All right. There we go. BlueChew.com making everybody's life better. Let's transition now and let's talk about this guy. Holy cow. Who is he? Charlie Warner is interesting, and his backstory was a lot of fun to dive into. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of stuff about this guy that's just fun. He's different. This is a type of guy, Charlie Warner, tight end slash fullback from Georgia, 6'5", 244. Who is he? He's a run blocker. He might be the best run blocking tight end to come out of the draft in several years. This year, I don't think it's even a question. Now, he doesn't catch a lot of passes. That's not who this kid is. I think he had 34 catches in his career. And again, he started forever. And this is a guy that's played a lot, but he just run blocks. And he run blocks for the best. Three SEC East champions. He run blocked for Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, DeAndre Swift. You want to know why they were so good at what they did? And here's the thing, too. You look at Georgia and what they were able to put out. They put out 2 first-round tackles. They are a run-blocking machine. So why not? You're the best run-blocking team in the NFL. Why not go get the best run-blocking tight end? And Kyle Shanahan wanted another tight end so bad. He wanted a move tight end. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. And, you know, he's able to wait all the way to the 6th round to get this guy that is going to play 20 snaps a game. He's going to play all your special teams first off. And he's the reason why people like Raheem Mostert, right? Tevin Coleman, throw in whoever you want. Debo Samuel on the end around, Brandon Ayuk. Whenever you see those huge long touchdowns, and again, most of the plays, you know, I've watched so much Georgia film this year preparing for the draft. And whenever you look at all these huge, exciting plays that DeAndre Swift put up, it's always off this guy's butt. It's right off of his butt.
Number 8.
Now, we have 7 games against playoff opponents from the 2019 season. Seattle twice, so that counts as 2. So 6 different opponents, 7 total games. The Bills, the Packers, the Eagles, the Patriots, the Saints. So that's it. I mean, over half of our games are going to be against teams that didn't even make the playoffs last year. So, and probably my favorite thing about the entire 2020 49ers schedule, we play one team coming off of a bye week. You know, if you look at the 2019 season, it seemed like every other week we were turning around playing an opponent that had more time to prepare and to rest before they played us. That is not the case. The NFL did the 49ers a huge schedule here, or a huge favor here, because one opponent, and that's week 8 versus the Patriots. They come off a bye and they play us, and that's it. Other than that, no team has an added advantage with time or rest over the 49ers. So the 49ers, if we flip that over, the 49ers will have 2 separate games where they have more time to prepare for the opponents. And that's against the Saints, which is huge, and that's against the Rams. So those are going to be some very important games, one of them being a division opponent, and the Rams, who, you know, I think it's the 49ers and the Rams and everybody else in the NFC. So
number 7.
Love to see that. Now, this is one of the better plays, and I think where he's going to be used in Kyle Shanahan's offense, and this is at tackle. Now, you're going to be doing the same thing from the right guard spot. This is just a traditional combo block here. So watch his right foot first off. This is going to be good. Okay, that's a perfect drop step. Almost got his buddy there, but that's perfect. This is the zone blocking 101. You take your drop step, your lateral drop step, and again, all cleats in the ground. You're not shifting to a position where your toe's there or it's to the side. You got to get all your cleats in the ground, because as soon as that hits, that's now your power position play that you're going to channel everything through this outside to do this combo block on this player. So you're going to slow him down and allow the tight end to scoop and get his head across, which the tight end's doing a good job here. Meanwhile, you have to stay and hold that to pass it until you get to the next level. So here you can see the tight end has executed this correctly. Now it's time to go get the next guy. And he just walls him off perfectly. And again, one of my favorite things about this film, and we'll see this often, he has a very good awareness of the play design and the play call, because he always is turning his hips and his shoulders to wall the defender off from the play side gap. So a lot of times, and this is kind of a, you know, more advanced level understanding, you know, they'll get there and they'll just block this guy. But you could see, one, he's already got the block. But what he's going to be able to do by shielding his body with his long length, again, 33 3/4 inch arms, which is good. That's about average for a tackle, but it's pretty good for a guard. But he's going to shield this little guy from the play side gap, which is important. And again, you're blocking a little guy, so you want to get really, really big. He gets his hands on him very well, exactly what you want to do. You don't want to grab out there, especially, that's where the holding calls always come in from. So that's kind of those are the plays that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan love seeing. And I guarantee you are like, hey, we could play this guy anywhere.
Number 6.
All right. So let's go to this. Otis, I like this. Okay, McKivitz looks better than Brunskill in school to me. I don't know. Seems tougher and meaner. So couple things. Brunskill, the thing that Brunskill does better than anybody else is, one, run blocking's great, and two, he does not give up ground. He never gets pushed back at all. Technically, Skull is much more athletic and has the desired traits as a tackle. Now, we all know Daniel Brunskill played much better than Justin Skull did at offensive tackle. That's not debatable. Now, the idea is you got to get Brunskill on the field. You're not going to start Brunskill over Trent Williams, not going to start Brunskill over Mike McGlinchey. You don't do that. So where can you start him? You can start him at right guard. That is a spot that is available. And if you want to get crazy, you can start him at center. Now, you could argue, okay, fine, let's play this out. And they've started getting Brunskill ready to snap. Now, will we see that in a game ever? No, that might be a contingency plan. Western Richburg, is he going to be back healthy when and if the season starts? Obviously, you got Ben Garland, who's 32 going on 33. You know, he played very, very well down the stretch, so that's fine too. But there's no doubt in my mind, Daniel Brunskill is better than every person we just talked about, okay? So my pecking, I don't care about positional value. You know, you talk about basketball players getting the best five on the field, okay? Football, I want to get the best 11. O-line, I want the best five blockers. Well, here's how it goes. It goes Trent Williams, it goes Mike McGlinchey, Laken Tomlinson, then Daniel Brunskill. That's the order, okay? So who's next? That's your top four. We know those four are starting. So who's next? Is Colton McKivitz going to be better than Western Richburg? Is he going to be better than Ben Garland? If that's the case, why not move Brunskill to center? And why not plug in the rookie McKivitz at right guard? All right, guys. Support for the 49ers Rush podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. The best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels. Here's the deal, guys. Manscaped has been with us for a long time, and a big reason why I still have them helping out with the show is this. It's very simple. You know, whenever they came out with their new product, the Lawnmower 3.0, I bought it and used it, and I was like, let's see if it's just the same thing. It's not, okay? It was great. Now it's the best thing ever. So reached out to them. We've got this connection going as well, and as soon as we started plugging it, I have reached 5 or 6 different emails and DMs from you guys saying thank you that you bought this, and one, if you do buy this, you get 20% off of free shipping just by using our promo code RUSHESF, R-U-S-H-E-S-F. And so here's the deal. Manscaped, they redesigned everything. The engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created, and I believe in it. Again, I had the 2.0 package. I went and got the 3.0 package because it's that much better. There's things that you can go cheap on. There's things that you can skip out on. Whenever I'm messing with down there, it's time to be professional. That's all I got to say. So whenever I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery lasts up to 90 minutes, which I don't know why you would need to do that. It's waterproof. You do the shower. There's no cleanup. There's no cuts. There's no nicks. There's nothing. It is the best product on the market by far. So, just trim it. Thank you. Your junk's going to thank you later. So what you got to do is head to manscaped.com. Use promo code RUSHESF, R-U-S-H-E-S-F. No spaces. Get 20% off, free shipping. And again, once you get this done, I promise you, you're going to be emailing me just telling me how great of a product it is. So manscaped.com. Thank you for the support of the podcast. Head over there now and make sure you get your product.
Number 5.
All right. Last three games. In these three games, it's going to determine first seed, second seed, divisional winners, not just NFC West, but other divisions as well, because we've got at Cowboys, at Cardinals, then at home in the Seahawks. These three games will determine everything. You know, people always ask me, oh, what's your projection? What's your projection? How many wins and losses? And anytime I do that, I'm like, you look at a team and there's always those 2 to 4 games that could go anyway. Coin flip games. The 49ers had so many last year. And so, like, if I had to predict what the 49ers are going to be, I'd say 13-3. But the realistic option is they're going to be 12-4, or they're going to be 14-2 in that gap. Now, things could go off the wire and, you know, injuries and all that stuff. But if they play to their potential, and let's say every team in the NFL plays to their potential and no crazy swings, that's where the 49ers fit. Now, these last three games, they're going to be tough. This is the tough stretch right here. So,
number four.
All right. Coming across. I'm sorry I'm laughing so much during this broadcast, but it's funny. You know, this is the Madden guy where you bump up his attributes to create a player. He catches the ball, okay? It's not a specific, not a great route. It's a great, I mean, it's 3rd and 11. He converts the first down. That's great. But he's not done. 1, 2, 3, still going. Just trucking people and fighting through. He lost his shoe. So we see it from the other angle. Very nice. My favorite thing about this whole play is not the fact that he broke all those tackles or whatever. Watch him high point this ball. Oh, man, that is really, really, really good. I love that. So you see him go up and, you know, you see just him focusing on the ball. And then look at the eye discipline. That is key. His hands are a little far apart. That's okay. You know, if I'm coaching wide receivers, you catch the ball with your eyes. You don't catch the ball with your hands. I try to tell my son that all the time. He plays wide receiver. You catch the ball with your eyes. You stare it in. There's nothing else that matters. You know, we go back to that screen he dropped. It was because of his eyes. Now he's going over the middle where he should be scared of other people, and he is 1,000% focused just on that ball. Can't teach that. That is just one of those mentality things where you don't care about yourself. You care about the team more than that. Very counterintuitive for human beings.
Number three.
Look at the punch, man. That punch at the top end. You know, he's able to get his feet where he wants to be. He's not going to get beat around the edge very often. There are a few plays where I saw him kind of whiff whenever his balance gets off, but he's a guy that you could put at guard, and he's not going to give up penetrations in the passing game. You don't go through him. He's just tough. And if you see the bit where his dad is basically the mascot of West Virginia, skins raccoons and turns them into hats, always with the punch. And look at the finish. This is what I'm talking about. Play's gone. Sit down. you see several of these plays. We'll see a couple more where he just goes in and just finishes people. He loves to put people on the ground. Very violent, very attitude-esque. Oh, here you see him get beat around the edge. Yeah, this is a screen pass. Went back a little too far. Sorry about that. So let's figure out why he gets beat right here. He went lateral. He didn't go to the point. So his kick slide, he's going to kind of go at him. So watch his foot here. He's not going to get much deeper than this yard marker. So he's going to go too flat. He needs to get depth. And so because he's going where he's going, he's going to get beat to the edge. His trajectory is way too flat here. See that? I mean, he's not getting depth. He's just widening. He needs to get more depth here. He got a little lazy. And then the hands also dipped and ripped. Yep. He missed it. And so again, if he just flattens his angle. Yeah. He was slow off the line too. So he kind of got himself twice there.
Number two.
Way to stick the block. And this is another thing that's pretty good and hard to teach. Whenever he gets on people, usually he stays on them. That's a positive block. One, you're driving him back, but you stay on him and you let your running backs kind of cut off of you is the idea there. Nice punch. When he puts his arms on you, people move. I know that's a corner blitz. I don't care. You bench press somebody into standing upright. That's a good thing. Ooh, nice double move there by the blitzer, and he kind of gets him. And there's some good here, there's some bad here, okay? Great. That's awesome. He got his hand on the shoulder pad. That's great. Okay, you're not grabbing jersey, you're grabbing shoulder pads. That's good. Little too high here. Sink those hips, sit the bucket. It's a term. Sit on the bucket. It's a squat term, right? With guys that just can't squat too low, you'd put a bucket under him and say, you can't come up till you touch it. He's got to sink a little bit more. Now, the arms are good. He goes into a post step, but he does a double post. That's bad, where he's arching his back. You can put one back there and kind of T-step it almost like a corner. He does both, loses all leverage. Now he's just holding on for dear life. But not a bad play here. Let's count it and let's see how long he was in there. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004. That's a coverage sack, whatever. His guy didn't get there, but nice patient pass pro. Gets the help of the body slam. Very nice. Quick passing game, quick passing game.
Number one.
All right. You want a tough run blocker? He's going to come down and crack down on this line. Oh, there it is. There it is. Let's watch that again. See him right here. Boom. I mean, you just got to seal him. You don't have to blow him up, but he's playing for souls. He's playing for it to count. He comes down and lays the wood there. Very, very nice. All right. And this is a fun film, too. Because guess what? You're going to see on the other side, the first round choice, Javon Kinlaw for the 49ers. So playing against each other, but teammates here. And look at the purpose once he catches the ball, okay? Gets the ball. There is no doubt where he is going and where he is not going. Okay, he catches that ball. He is not going to take one step towards the sidelines. He probably could have got out of bounds and not gotten hit. Instead, look at this. He's here. Nope. Let's go back in. I want more hits. Somebody else hit me, please. It's like he needs the contact. He didn't get hugs as a kid, and he needs more anger. All right, guys. Just want to remind you of the Countdown crew. I am trying to find creative ways to give things away to the loyal listeners that show up episode in, episode out, doesn't matter when it is. So here's the deal, guys. If you haven't participated in this before, here's what you do. When the countdown starts, okay, whether this is on YouTube, Hot Mic, Periscope, wherever, when the countdown is up, that first 30 seconds before the podcast starts, I need you to start lighting up those comments, okay? And what's going to happen at the end of every month, I'm going to keep track. Whoever gets the most and all those things, I'm going to pick one or two people. I'm going to be giving away T-shirts, 49ers rush gear, stickers, perhaps even let you be jump on the pod, tell people your story, how you became a 49ers fan, something along those lines. But the countdown crew is huge. So again, for our live listeners, make sure you hit subscribe and that notification bell wherever it is you listen. And again, that first 30 seconds, that's the countdown crew. I need you guys in there. I need you bring in energy because I feed off that. And I think usually whenever we have shows with a lot of people on early, those are always my favorite podcasts to do. So I need your help. The countdown crew, again, get some free stuff. And I'm going to be sending that out to you. For those of you that do listen traditional podcast ways, I understand you don't have a way to do that. But I'm going to try to find some new creative ways to get you guys active in that as well. And again, I got a lot of stuff I got to give away. So help us out there. That is the Countdown crew. Hopefully you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you guys so much.